Okay, we are on Samach Aleph and Mabez. Bottom line, last line on Samach Aleph and Mabez. The Mishnah, if you remember, we were talking about in this parak, unlike the couple of previous parakim where we spoke about what did you have in mind to Aser, that was the discussion of the previous parak, all the different permutations of items that you say what is included. So this parak is more about a time issue. What exactly, how much time, when? You know it's Aser. Wine is Aser. But when is it Aser? When does it start? When does it, how long does it go? A day, a year, a month? Now we're talking about if you say it's Aser until a certain season or until a certain action takes place. So that's where we pick up the Gemara on the third to last line on Samach Aleph Mabez. The Mishnah had said, Ashayavar HaKayetz Ashayichbula Mixos, that if you say that I'm going to be Aser until the Kayetz passes, Kayetz meant some type of harvesting by hand. So until the harvesting by hand take place, which we said is usually figs, maybe there's a sheet of the Tanaim yesterday that mentioned even grapes, but when does that go? If you say until then it's obviously until then. If you say Atshe Yihyeh, also until then. But if you say Atshe Yavar, that means until it passes. When is the season over? When they filled up their Maksos, which we mentioned yesterday is a Machlokas Ran Rambam. Maksos either mean the blades that they used to cut or the mat that they used to put the figs on. So Tana, Atshayich Yachpilu Rov HaMikzos, until most of them are folded up, that's the end of the season. Tana, Hochpulu Rov HaMikzos, once most of them are folded up, Mutaros Mishum Gazel, then the rest of the figs left in the field are Mutar Mishum Gazel, meaning once the owners fold up their blades, they're basically saying, everything else I don't care about, everything else is Hefker. And therefore, you can walk in during a regular year, not during Shemitah, during a regular year and take it. Top Ron, Shem Misyashim Hein, Mimashinisha Basadeh. They're Misyayish, they have Yeush, which is that Yeush and Hefker are connected concepts, not for now, but similar idea that they say, you know, I'm not. Yeush is at least the owner allowing others to take it. Whether it's actually a siluk of ownership is a separate question, but it's at least an allowance that you can take it. So Mutaris Bisham Gazel, Uputuras Bina Maisris, and it's Pata from Maiser. Like we know, Hefker is Pata from Maiser. The Ron again, second Ron, quotes the Makar. How do you know Hefker is Pata from Maiser? Because it says, Ubaha Levi Ke'en Lo Chelik V'Nachli Imach. The Levi could come and take the Maiser because he has no Chelik with you. Mashma, if there's anything that the Levi does have a chelik with you, like Hefker, then he's not going to be able to come take it. That's the makar that Hefker is put there for Maestros. Okay? So that's the halacha. Rov Mixos, once most of them are folded up, so that it's Mutter Mishum Gezel. So the Gemara now has a couple of stories. Rebbe v'Reb Yosi bar Rebbe Yehuda, Iklu'u Lahahu Asra, Bizbat Shehuchbul Rav Mixos. These two great rabbis went to a certain place at a time when the season was over, when most of the Mixos have been folded up. Rebbe Havika Achil, Rebbe Yosi bar Yehuda Lo Achil, Rebbe ate, and Rebbe Yosi bar Yehuda was machmer on himself, he did not eat. Asa Marhon, their master comes, Amar Lahu, he says to them, Amai Lo Achli Rabbanan, Huchbul Rav Mixos, why aren't you eating? Why are you eating? So v'yafal pikin loch Rabbi Yehuda. Still, Rabbi Yehuda was not convinced to take part himself. Why? Because Savar, he thought, mishum snius milso hu de'amar hadin gavra. He thought that the master was saying it, what we would call sarcasm. He thought that the master was kind of saying, like, why do you make yourself at home, rabbis? Right? He wasn't really meaning like this, the other Rav should partake, but he didn't think that he was so serious. Rebbe obviously thought that this is the halacha, and he's allowed to do it, and he was saying it out of the goodness of his heart, but Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Yehuda was not so convinced. He thought that it was more of a, the Ron's Lashon and the other Mefarshim, Roa Leif. Wasn't really that he, what he meant it. Why was he Machmir? Why was Rabbi Yehuda Machmir? It was Mutter Maker I did. If something is mutter, it's mutter. So why didn't he take it? Oh, so he thought he was being sarcastic. So what? It was mutter. So the Nidre's Ruzin suggests that maybe he felt ein hochen b'mamon acharov. Now, even though most people are mafkir and misyayish after the mixos are folded up, but not everybody. And ein hochen b'mamon, you don't follow the rov when it comes to dinim amonis. You don't follow the rov. And he says this is why you don't find it in the Rambam. The Rambam does not quote, see there's no little letter over here, the Rambam does not quote this halacha of Hochbulu Rav Mixos, and you're allowed to go in and it's Mutter Mishum Hefker. Why? Because the Rambam also paskins that Eid Hochbulu Mamon Achar Rov, and that's why this halacha is not stated here, because the Rambam paskins like Rav Yosi Rav Yehuda. And that's why it's not mentioned. Okay. Next story, similar story. Rav Chama bar Rebbe Chanina iklu lahu asher b'zman shuklu Rav Mixos. They also visited the place after the season was over. Havikachil, he was eating. He, Rebbe Chama, was eating. Yoev l'sham ilo achil. His servant was a get machmer on himself. Amar le, acho, eat, what are you doing? Kach Amar li, Rebbe Shmuel bar Rebbe Yossi. Shmuel bar Rebbe Yossi told me, Mishav Aviv, in the name of his father, Rebbe Yossi, so eat, what are you waiting for? So what was the Shamash thinking? Just like we asked previously, why wasn't the Shamash eating? So Rav Lezer Meir Hurwitz says, we know that the Meikar Adin, as we discussed a number of times over the past few, 2 weeks, I think, twice, that once something grows, you're allowed to eat it right away, as long as it's not an Achilas Keva. If it's an achilas arai, you're allowed to eat it. Either because it's not tevel yet, that's what most Rishonim say, it's not tevel till Gemar Malacha occurs, or we discussed the Pirush Mishnayos of the Rambam in Trumos, maybe it's tevel right away, but the Torah only answers achilas keva, which is defined as Gemar Malacha. But you're allowed to snack on it. But midarabanan, the Rambam lists in Hilchas Maestros, midarabanan, there are certain events that, or actions that are koveya for Maestros. Meaning even before you have Gemar Malacha, before you make it into a pile, certain events are koveya for Maestros. For example, Shabbos. Let's say you're out in the field picking some grapes off of your vine because you're allowed to. It's not tevel yet, or it's not achilas keva yet. And all of a sudden, Shabbos comes. You know what? No more eating. Everything on Shabbos is called achilas keva because the chashivas of Shabbos. Or cooking. Let's say you have a barbecue. You set up a tripod out in the field and you start cooking it. Cooking is koveya for Maestros. Melach is koveya for Maestros. Selling it, mecher, is koveya for Maestros. All of these actions are koveya for Maestros. So the Rav Lezer Hurwitz suggests that maybe the servant wasn't eating because he felt it was nifra for Maestros for him. Why? Because he felt he was getting paid through this. Really, Rav Chama could have taken it, and the fact that he was allowing him to take these grapes, whereas it was as if he was being paid by Rabbi Chama through these grapes. And payment is already kviya for Maestros. So that's why the servant wasn't eating. Rabbi Chama said, no, come on, it's not kviya for Maestros. You can eat, it's okay, it's Mutar Bishop Gezel, you have no problem eating. So that's Rabbi Leah Bezer Horowitz's creative suggestion, why the Shamish wasn't eating while the master was eating. Okay, here we go. Famous story. We'll make it famous right now. The Rambam made it famous already. Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon was once in a place where the mixos were already folded up. So he was eating from a field, as is the halacha. You're allowed to eat once the season's over. It's hefker, so you're allowed to go in. But somebody walked by and saw Rabbi Tarfon eating it. So the owner was pretty upset. So he threw Rabbi Tarfon into a bag, threw him over his shoulder, and took him away. Reb Tarfon's in the bag now, and the man is walking with Reb Tarfon in the bag. V'yamti l'mishtil v'na'aret, he took him to the edge of the river, and Reb Tarfon hears the current. He could tell where he is. He hears the man grumbling what he's going to do with him. Amar, and all of a sudden, Reb Tarfon says to himself, Oy lo shet l'tarfo chezeh hargo. Oy vey Tarfon, you're up the creek. Literally. Shamahu gavra, suddenly the man realizes who he has inside the bag. Imagine if you pick somebody up because he thought he was doing something in your field, and all of a sudden from inside you hear, "I'm Moshe Feinstein." You can't imagine. Rabbi Tarfon was the Gadol HaDor. You have the Gadol HaDor in your knapsack, and you're about to throw him into the river. Shamahu gavra shavki va'arak. He put the bag down and he ran away. Yeah, he had enough of this story. He didn't want Rabbi Tarfon to even see who it was, so he ran away. There's what to talk about, but let's finish the whole story first. Then we'll talk. Amar Rabbi Yavo Mishur Chanan Ben Gamliel. Rabbi Yavo says, Kol Yomav Shaloso Tzadik Kol Yimitzar Al Davar Zeh. Rabbi Tarfon was upset about this story his whole life. He was upset about what he did. Just by the way, I guess we see Rabbi Tarfon had a few close encounters. You know, the first parak in Brachas, right? He laid down to say Kriyas Rolik B'Shamay, V'Sikanti Yabasmi B'Veh, list him. Rabbi Tarfon had a few close encounters in his life. Amar, Oili, Shanish Tamashti B'Kisro Shal Torah. Right, so Rabbi Tarfon used to say the rest of his life, I'm so upset that I use the crown of Torah to better my predicament, to further my position. He says, and why did they let him out? Because he said, I'm Rabbi Tarfon. And so he used the Keser Torah. What should he have said? Wasn't it Sakaras Tafashas? So we'll see what there could have been other options. Could have been other options for him for him to get out of the predicament. But either way, there's stuff. There's what to talk about on each line. But first, we're going to do the whole story. If anybody uses the Keser Torah, so he gets uprooted from the world. Kal v'chomer, and you know this from the Kal v'chomer. Uma Balshitzar. Balshitzar, the grandson of Nebuchadnezzar, once decided to take out the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash and use them for a party in his house. So Balshitzar, shinish tamish b'chlei kodesh and na'asu chol. If Balshitzar used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, even though they were de-sanctified already. How? Shenamar, as it says, uvova pritzim v'chleluha, as it says in Yecheskel, the pritzim came and were mechalel the kelim. We'll talk about who the pritzim are. So if Baal Shem Tzar used the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash, which was already nischalel, and yet, kivan sheparzim nasachol, right, once they broke into the Beis HaMikdash, they became a chol, desanctified, nekam and olam, and yet Baal Shem Tzar was killed. That night that he used the kelim, Baal Shem Tzar was killed. Hamish tamish bekisra shel Torah. If you use the keser of Torah, shehu chai v'kayim la'olam, that's forever. The Ein Yaakov says, Tavon was a kohen. A kohen can lose, could be nischalel, become nischalel his kedusha somehow. But the kedusha of the Torah that he has, it's chai v'kayim, alachas kama v'kama, surely that can't be used. So that's what you see the Kal v'chomer, that you can never use the Keser Torah to further one's goals. So very tarfun, here we're finishing the story. Kivan t'chi achil d'huk b'lu rovim iksos havei. Kivan t'chi, since if he was already eating, when the rovim iksos were folded up, amai tzi yirehu gavris. Why was the guy upset? Why was the guy upset? He was doing, Reb Tarfun was doing something that was mutter. So why was he upset? So says the... every balabas knows the halacha, that huk b'lu rovim iksos. What do you mean? Why was he upset? So maybe he saw somebody eating from his field. So the rush here says that at the end of the first line of the rush, to mistama kol bali nechasim b'kiyin b'dinze. People in their trade know the halachas of the trade. People of bali nechasim, you know the halachas of the trade. The Sharm Sharon Balacha expands on this. He quotes many examples throughout Shas where the Gemara assumes that, you know, if you're in a trade, you know the halachas. Doctors know halachas of, you know, medicine and halacha. Construction workers. I once spoke to a construction worker in our shul. He knows all the halachas about shadim and windows. Right? I mean, not halachas. All the ideas about shadim and windows. Right? Everybody is a baal umnis. Kvar kasavnu shekol baali umnin bekiin baadidim hanogim beiskam. Gon meseches chulin. Rov mesuin eitzo shechita mumchin hein. Right? Most shochtim are mumchin. The in gittin, stam safra de dine migmar gemiri. Chayate bekiin bedine shatnes. Most tailors know all about shatnez, nashim or bikin and the halachas that they're osik in, halachas neiris. So that's the principle that the Rashi here says. So the Gemara says, you know, why was he upset at Rabbi Tarfon? Rabbi Tarfon was just doing something that was mutter. Is it a halacha or a dumtana? Maybe he's from the miyut. Maybe he was from the miyut. We assume is it batla daita? What if you're screaming, you have to batla rov miksos, I'm not mafkir, I'm not misyayish. But if you're screaming like that, so would that undermine it? Unless you say batla daita regarding everybody else. This is the assumption, so the aniyim are allowed to get it. Right, unclear whether, what if you're screaming, and you don't want it to kick in. But either way, Reb Tarfon didn't know about it. So you're gonna put Reb Tarfon in a bag and jump on it? We're gonna talk about it. Was he chayim misa for this? Gedevis chayim misa? That's also something. Again, these are all questions we'll talk about. Let's just do the next line. Mishum dahav hu havi ganvi le anvi kulashasa. There was a ganif that was stealing this guy's grapes all year. All year he was stealing this guy's grapes. The kiva da'ash, and he never found the culprit. So what? Finally, he comes to the field. He sees a man taking from his field. The kiva da'ash kli b'tarfin. Once he finally sees a b'tarfin, silver. Oh, I knew the ganvin. Oh, that must be the ganif. You're right. I have to take it for now. For now, he thinks, okay, he's mutter, but this must be the guy that took it all year. So that's why he took it. One more line of the story. Iachia might see her nafshe. So if that's true, so why was Reb Tarfon so upset all his life? Why was he so upset all his life? What should he have done? Says the Mefarish. Or the Ran says, you know what? He should have paid for the grapes for the whole year? Should have grade for that? The answer is yeah. Oh, we just mentioned you, Mati. Mishum de Rabbi Tarfon Asher Gadol Havi. V'havil l'faisu b'damim. The answer is yeah. He was a rich man. Rabbi Tarfon had a lot of money. So he could have gotten out of the situation with another way. He could have paid off the guy. And that would have been better, says the Gemara, than Mishtamesh b'keser Torah. Adkan Sipur Rabbi Tarfon. Okay, so we have got a lot to talk about in each line. Yeah.
The Kal v'chomer.
Kal v'chomer.
Very difficult because there's an Indian not to belittle not to make use of the kale.
There's a kal vachomer. Isn't there an inyan? What kind of inyan is there not to belittle the kalim that were already in the schalel? That's the question of the Shidduch Kabetzes. What exactly did Baal Shusar do wrong? We'll do that question first because you brought it up. What did Baal Shusar do wrong? They were already in the schalel. They're in this. What kind of kal vachomer? If he did it, kol shekein us. What did he do wrong? So the Shidduch Kabetzes says. The Shidduch Kabetzes suggests. Afal pisha mutar lehanos mehen hanimili li Yisrael. The Jews would have been able to be nana from them because mitzidam they were chulin already. They were like anything. Avol lagabi pritzin atzmam adayin b'kedushasan him omdim lahanishem alehem shelo yiyu chotin niskarin. You're right. Objectively, it didn't have kedusha anymore. But for the perpetrators themselves, the Kadosh Baruch Hu keeps looking at it as if they had kedusha in order so that they don't get rewarded. Right? Shelo yiyu chotin niskar. That's why it was. That's why the punishment occurred. Related to this, once we're on this topic, we'll go back and do this point also. The Gemara says that they didn't have kedusha anymore. Bova pritzim b'chilaluha. So who are these pritzim? Who are these pritzim? Remember, about 5 years ago or so, we had a shir on Chanukah, and we discussed that in Machlokas Balamor Ramban. Balamor Ramban. That Gemara, see here, the Gilgal Hashas quotes it. He says, Ayin Avodah Zarah Daf Nun Beis. Avodah Zarah Nun Beis is the source where uvova pritzim b'chilaluha once the Chanukah story occurred at some point of the Chanukah story, prior to the Chanukah story, the priests came, and the perpetrators came and were Mechalel, the Kedusha, of certain parts of the Beis HaMikdash. There's a major Machlokas we shown him, Avodah Zarah Nun Beis. It's on Daf Chav Dalid, in the Daf Arif at Avodah Zarah. Who were these priests? Who were these priests? Says the Baal HaMa'or, these priests were the Misyavnim. The Misyavnim were the ones. The non-Jews, the Goyim, they couldn't remove the Kedusha. They can't remove the Kedusha. It was the Jews, the Misyavnim, that removed the Kedusha. Shiny, he quotes, Amar Papa, Hatzam Krova Ashkechu, V'darshu, N'davkei L'chulan Adi Yisrael. The Jews were Mechalit, and then V'zachaba Ovdei Gachavim Miyad Yisrael. V'zivu, Vova, Pritzim Mechaliluach, Sivkra. Shai Mezidonai, Pritzim, V'labanei Me'ilanenu, Ka'ovdei Gachavim. Right, so that's why they discussed, that's what the Baal HaMa'or Shita. It was the Jews themselves, which is a tremendous hashkafic point, that it was the Jews themselves that were Mechal the Beis HaMikdash. The Ramban, we're not going to do it inside, but he has six questions on the Baal HaMa'or, explaining why he thinks the Baal HaMa'or is wrong. And he says, no way! He says, Elavade Ayidei Ovdei Kachavim Yatsu L'chulin. It was the Goyim, it was the Yavanim. Dekrab Ovdei Kachavim Psiv. Look at the Navi. The Navi's talking about the Goyim. Shari Navi Misnaba Ala Mikdash Sheyecharev. The whole thing was a rule breaker. How did it go to Chulun? Because they violated Me'ila. There's no Me'ila when it comes to Karka. And here the Beis HaMikdash is Mechuba la Karka, and yet it became Chulun. And even though usually the non-Jews are not subject to violating Me'ila. But this was a rule breaker. So you're right, in general, I would say it's the Jews, but the Ramban says, no, here it wasn't. The Haidon Dechsev Nami, Unisativ, Biyad Hazarim, Lavuz, Larishi, Arsul Shalal, the Achzu, Lo Yotzul, Lechulin, Biyad Yisrael. And then, Ubova Pritzim, Mechilaluha. Anyway, that's what he continues. That's the machlokas between the Ramban and the Baal HaMa'or. Who were these Pritzim that the Gemara is talking about here? Yeah. But the Gemara is quoting here Vava Pritzim v'chilaluha. The Gemara is connecting them. The Gemara is connecting the top. The concept of using the kalim that were nischalel. But you're right. Rabbi Ashasar was first, and Chanukah was second. Chinami, but the Gemara is connected. The Gemara is quoting a raya from the Vava Pritzim v'chilaluha, which the Gemara uses in that context. And yeah. Right, and the pasuk came from Zevani, in Achinami. Was it Hefker only for the Aniyim? Why? It was Hefker. It was Hefker for the Aniyim. What?
All the people in the story were very rich.
All the people in the story were rich.
Who would take Rebbe and
All of them, all the people who were kidnapped. The only kidnapped rich Tanan. Okay, let's go little by little. So, let's go back to the beginning of the story. Olo every Tarfin is a Hargo. Woe is the Tarfin that he is getting killed. So the Marsha says, Marsha asks, why didn't he just say, I'm Rabbi Tarfin? Why did he say, woe to Rabbi Tarfin that he's getting killed? Say, I'm Rabbi Tarfin. Okay, we're going to get to, yeah?
He didn't know that the guy didn't know who he was.
Maybe he wanted to say, but he didn't know that the guy didn't know. Well, I assume that he knew that the guy didn't know he was Rabbi Tarfon. He probably came from behind and put him in the sack. So he asked the Marsha, Yish la'ayinksas, de lo hayla lomer, el tarfon ani, lo targeni. Don't kill me. What are you doing? I'm not the ganav that's been doing this all year. Yish la'faresh. So what does it mean you're going to kill me? So says the Marsha, it's based on another Gemara. The Gemara says, Shrei mitztar atzmo gam la'achar misaso. He's not just worried about being killed now, but in the future. Why? The Gemara says, Kol shachaveru ne'enash al yado in machnisen oso b'mechitzosho shol HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If anybody else is punished because of me, that's going to prevent me from getting close to Hashem. So obviously this guy is going to get it for doing this to Rabbi Tarfon. So Rabbi Tarfon is saying to himself, if you do this, I'm not in good shape. But you're killing Rabbi Tarfon in this way, you're not letting me get into close to the Mechitza Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what the Marsha suggests, why he said that. The Ben Yehoyada says, oh, no the pshat. He says, why didn't he say, Oy Li? What is he using even his name for? Woe is me! Not that he wouldn't have gotten into trouble for using his name for Kavod HaTorah. Why didn't he just say me? He says, because he wasn't focusing on the name as Rabbi Tarfon. But we know Shma, Badik B'Shma. We had stories previously in Shas about certain Amoraim that checked out certain names of the innkeeper. Remember we had a few Masechtos ago? So Rabbi Tarfon was Badik B'Shma, and he thinks to himself, why am I named Tarfon? Why am I named Tarfon? So he says to himself, "Achashav shenikra Tarfon milashon tarof toraf." I must be named Tarfon because I'm going to get ripped apart eventually. Shesofol lios nitra b'yad acherim. So v'kra, and that's why he calls, "Oh yeah, Tarfon. Why am I named that? That's my ma'ut. That's what's going to happen to me." Oh yeah, shame Tarfon shenikra bo. V'chakach armar lo Tarfon shenaros lomo lo shame Tarfon shumora shahaya nitra shezeh harago. That's what he means. He's not talking about himself. That's why Dafka says the name. He doesn't just say Oili. Oila Tarfon, yeah.
Tarfon's a Greek name.
Tarfon, but he said, okay, it's a Greek, but see, it's a play on words of the Torah. Yeah, well, Tarfon is Greek.
Yeah.
It's not Hebrew, correct, yeah.
Was Tarfon one of the Sereri?
Was he not? He was not one of the Sereri Malchus. That's what he also talks about there in the next paragraph. Maybe he's upset that he wasn't one of them. He's just being Tarof Taraf, but not Al-Kiddush Hashem. Okay. Continuing the story. So the Gemara brings up, Oy li shenishpashmi b'kesser shel Torah. Woe is me, I use the Kesser Torah. So the Rambam made this story famous. Where the Rambam made this story famous? Pirshim Mishnayis in Avos. The Rambam has a lot to say about this topic. Pirshim Mishnayis in Avos, Paragravi, Halach Mishnah Zayin. Which Mishnah? Votasam atar lehizgazel b'hem. You can't use the Torah to become a crown for you, which the Gemara is going to quote in a minute. Velo kardim lach b'hem. You can't use it as an axe. Says the Rambam, I thought I might as well not write about this because everybody knows it. And I also know that what I'm going to say, most rabbis around are not going to like. Maybe all of them are not going to like it. What can I do? I have to say it. This is what I think the idea is. This is where the Rambam goes four columns about not taking money for Torah and not using the kardim lachbar bo. Al tas es a Torah kardim lachbar bo. Klomar, al takshivena kli leparnasa. Don't make a living from Torah. Upirish v'amar shekol anena b'olam hazeh b'kavad ha-Torah, harizeh hichris es nafsho michayi ha-olam haba. V'hisavru b'nei adam b'lashon hazeh. People have become blinded. B'lashon hazeh ha-barav, v'hishlich lachrei gavim, they've thrown it behind their backs. Skipping now. Think about the Gemara. How many great rabbis were there that didn't have any money? Hillel. Hillel's on top of the Beis Medrash looking in and getting snowed on. You don't think people knew that Hillel was the Gadol Adar? They knew. Do you don't think that Hillel could have been supported by some Gvirim in the time? You don't think that would have happened? Of course there were Gvirim. Of course they would have given Hillel in any moment. Hillel didn't want to take it. He'll realize that it would have been a chil Hashem to take it. And you find, v'chalilali, may Hashem lomar she'heim lo'ahim mistadim v'lonotem staka. Chalila, the bizman ha'tanam, the rich people wouldn't have given staka to Hillel the Great, and the other Amoraim. Aval lo asakein, el nis'atik b'malacha, right, all the Rambam writes in Hilchos Talmud Torah. Why do you have all these tanam that were water carriers and wood choppers? What, you don't think the Hamon Am would have paid for them to sit and teach them? Says the Rambam, no, v'haya bozlo, masha b'yidei b'nei adam, kivin shah tarmanata b'kach. They didn't do it because it would have been a chil Hashem. And he says, why am I marich? Now skipping. Why am I being marich? I'm just going to say two stories. Just two stories that proves my whole story. He spends a whole column on the story that we just read of Rabbi Tarfon. There was a man that had a kerem, and there were ganavim the whole year that came. And one day, there was a man taking at a time when it was mutter, and it was Rabbi Tarfon. He quotes the whole story. And Rabbi Tarfon says from the bag, oy vey, I'm going to get killed. But Rabbi Tarfon, kol shar yamim mitztayer. What was he so upset about? Right, he should have been matzal. But what does the Gemara say at the Maskana? He should have used his money and paid with his riches, not used kavod Torah. And then he quotes another story, not for now. And then he quotes v'shnei masios elu mashtikim kol misvakech ve'inyan zeh. There's nothing to say after these stories. There's nothing to say. That is the Rambam. The Rambam says the same thing in the Hilchas Talmud Torah. He's very strong and very wordy and verbose. He uses a lot of words about this topic. Halacha l'maisa, again, the Kesef Mishnah already says maybe there's some Pesach in the Rambam for some type of flexibility. But the Ramah, going to look, the Ramah summarizes all the kulas of the Tashbeis and other late Rishonim in Siman Reish Mem Vav. He says, if you live in a time, and Rav Moshe expanded this also, if you live in a time when it's mamish kavod Torah dafka to get paid, just the opposite, that maybe things change. Maybe dafka, if people, like the Gemara says, by a doctor, you shouldn't use a doctor, you don't get paid, because he's not going to do his service well, and you're not going to take him seriously, he's not going to take his job seriously. So too, says the Ramah, for a couple of reasons. If you have no other way to make a parnasa, this is what you're trained in. So there are kulas, bizban hazeh, as long as it's not used in a mevuze chil Hashem type of way. A person, chas v'shalom, can never use his position in the rabbinate or in Torah or how much he knows, you know, in an inappropriate way. But in terms of, as we know today, that rabbis get salaries and teachers in schools get salaries, isn't that a violation of the Rambam? Most try to figure out how the Rambam would allow it. They'd rather not say that it's against the Ar Minog, but that's what the Ramah says here in Reish Mem Vav, Sif Chaf Al. If you can look up, it's a big Ramah here. Okay, continuing. What else do we have to say on the story. Where are we up to? Ah, just one other point on the story, and that is another question of the Marsha. The Marsha asks, why was he Chayiv Misa? Why did the guy take him? Was he just going overboard? Just going overboard? I mean, this guy, the Hahu Gavra, what are you Chayiv Misa if you steal? That's only by Bnei Noach. Right? What about Jews aren't Chayiv Misa if they, kidnapping? Kidnapping is chayim, but no, the guy kidnapped. Reb Tarfon didn't kidnap. Tarfon was just stealing the food. So he asked the Marsha, Loma bala hargo b'chilo yada gam din zed de'in lagana din misa min haTorah ela din kefel? He said, you want to think this is Bama Machteres? This isn't Bama Machteres. He came up behind Reb Tarfon. He wasn't sneaking into his house at night, and he thought that he was defending himself. Feiza nikra Bama Machteres de'in lo damim t'haynu b'shas geneva abal hacha hashta huklu rabbi mixos. There's no geneva here. So it must be, says the Marsha, even though it doesn't sound that way from the story, it must be that he was just scaring him. He wasn't going to throw him in the river. He wasn't going to throw him in the river. He's just scaring him to throw him in the river. He wanted to admit that he was stealing the whole year, but not that he was actually going to throw him into the river. Okay, Tanya. Tanya, Vaiter, says the Brisa. You have to love Hashem, to listen to His word. Uldavka wants to stick to Him. Shlo Yomar Adam, a person should not say, Ekra Shikreni Chacham. You know what? I'm going to learn so everybody can call me a Chacham, a wise man. So I can be called up to the Torah, Harav, Agon, Ha'atzum, right? That's what I'm going to learn. Ashana Shikreni Rebbe. I'm going to learn so they call me Rebbe. Ashana Shayya Zaki Veshabi Yeshiva. I want to sit on the Mizrach wall. So I'm going to go, I'm going to get smicha, and I'm going to push myself so that I can get all the covet in the world. A person shouldn't learn like that. Ella lamod me'ahava v'sofa kavalavo. Learn because of Avas Hashem. Avas Hashem. You look at the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Learning is put in Avas Hashem. How do you get to that? V'havas Hashem alokecha. How? V'hayu hadvarim ha'ela. Yeah. Why doesn't the Gemara say what is one of the Tariq Mitzvahs? Learning. The Gemara, I mean, we're here, what do you mean? You have a chiyav, well, what does it mean? Lamon me'ava. What does it mean, lamon me'ava? Love of what? Love of what? Love of Hashem? Love of Hashem is, well, okay, again, I don't think it's against. I don't think it's saying it's not a mitzvah to learn. It's part of Avas Hashem. It's part of Avas Hashem. V'sofa kavod lavo. What do you mean, sofa kavod lavo? I thought we're not interested in kavod here. Sofa kavod lavo. So says the Eitz Yosef. Says the Eitz Yosef. Eitz Yosef? Where are we? The Eitz Yosef. Yeah. Hakavana ki yeshnei mine kavod. There are two types of kavod in the world, says the Eitz Yosef. Echad hu kavod ha-meduma. Right? Imagined kavod. Sheyachbot ha'adam sheyechuban me'echav. V'yadamu ki hu ish ro'i l'chavod. Right? I want to become partner. So everybody can see me as partner. I can get that thing on my door. That's kavod ha'meduma. Right? That's not inherent kavod. That's kavod mitzad everybody else around you. But then, beis, hu amitas ha'kavod, true kavod. What does that mean? It means that I keep trying to raise myself in terms of dargas, in terms of levels of avodas Hashem, getting closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki kishiyim sa'adah benafsho lahadro lahachnes chachma belibo ulufara, I will glorify myself in all the milas. V'lo l'man yischabi b'alenei arom. Nothing to do with anybody else. To do with myself, I'll feel good about myself, I'll have greater self-worth, because I'm doing something important in my life. And I feel good about what I'm doing, that's kavod amiti, and that's what obviously we're talking about here. When you realize that, he ends up saying, when you realize that, avasha oev atorah be'emes, achakoma avi ha'olam v'ta'anuga, all other pleasures in the world, ka'ayin be'enav, v'lizchavin me'uma b'yakar olam hazeh, ki'im be'avas ha'torah yishke. That's kavod amiti, is when I realize that I'm happy with what I'm doing with my life, and I feel that I'm contributing to society in a positive way. Nothing to do with what anybody else thinks of me. That's real kavod, and that's what it's talking about here. Sofa kavalavo. Shenamar, where's the pasuk that you see that? Kashrei mal etzba osecha, tie it on your fingers, kasvei mal luach libecha, write it on your heart. And is tying it on your fingers have to do with anything here? The Shita Mukbetzes says that because when you have something important, that you put it on your finger, like a ring. Wedding ring, you put it on your finger. Important thing you put it on, so wear it on your ring, like wear it on your sleeve. The love of Torah, wear it on your sleeve. The Ben Yoyada says maybe it's fingers, because we have five chushim, the five senses. So really, it's alluding to the fact that we have to be meshabit all our five senses when we're sitting and learning, when we're sitting and dedicating ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the Ben Yoyada here, suggesting that point. The Chamisha Etzbosim, Meshabshim, Chamisha Chushim, Teshabit Kol Chamisha Chushim Shalcha Harmuzim, Bechamisha Etzbosecha, Bavur Tzorach Libidato. Okay. Vayter v'yomer, it also says, Rechad Achinoam, Rechad Sivaseh Shalom, v'yomer Eitz Chaymin Lachazikaba, V'somcheha Me'ushar. And at the end, you're going to be Me'ushar, truly, truly happy. Period. Reb Lazar Reb Tzadik Omer, Asei Dvarim L'Shem Pa'alam, V'daber Bohem L'Shmam. Do things L'Shem Pa'alam, their creator, their maker, Hashem, V'daber Bohem L'Shmam, and speak in them L'Shmam. L'Shma. What is L'Shma? So look at the Rosh on the third wide line. Asei Dvarim L'Shem Pa'alam, L'Shmo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do it L'Shem Hashem. V'daber Bohem L'Shman, Kol Diburecha U'Masoecha B'Divrei Torah, Yiyah L'Shem HaTorah. Do it l'shem haTorah. Maybe Menachem, this makes your point better. Kegon leida, you're doing it l'shem haTorah because this is the Torah. Kegon leida ulahavin ulahosav lekach ulafalpel v'lo lakanter ulizgaus. Why do it l'shem pa'alam? Says the Nefesh HaChayim. Nefesh HaChayim in Shar Dalet Paragimel. He starts off quoting this Rush, quoting the Rush in Adarim. He says, if you're medayik, it's interesting. The asiya is connected to Hashem pa'alam, and the dibur is connected to the Torah, the l'shma. Let's see, the Rush is a little meduyik, right? He's contrast. The first part is about Hashem, do it l'shem Hashem, and the second part is l'shem l'shma. So he says that's the difference between Torah and mitzvahs. Asiya, when you do mitzvahs, do it l'shem Hashem. Think about the amazing effects that you're having in Shamayim, unbelievable. Every tiny little mitzvah that we do has unbelievable effects in the Rikios. Obviously, he says that the Iker mitzvah is the Maisa mitzvah. The Maisa Mitzvah. Make sure you do the Maisa Mitzvah properly. But he says the Kavanis add a tremendous amount. L'shem Hashem. Think about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Think about what you're doing in Shemayim. But when you learn, think about the Torah. Think about the godless of the Torah. Daber Bohem L'shmam. L'shem HaTorah, says the Rush. Right? That's what he says. He says, L'shem HaDivrei Torah, Haidu Leida U'Lohavin U'Lohosav Lekach U'Pilpo. And that's where, as we know, most, Kimat have a quarter. A lot of Shar Dalet Nefesh HaChayim is all about the godless of Talmud Torah, and they have to learn L'shem learning, and that keeps the world going, and that's why there are time zones, so that every second of the day, somebody's learning. That's what he says, Nefesh HaChayim, in later on, in a couple of parakim later, I think Parak Yud Aleph. And the godless of Talmud Torah, that's what all Nefesh HaChayim is about. So a lot of Nefesh HaChayim is all about Limud HaTorah L'Shma. What's the definition of L'Shma? He talks about that towards the beginning. But that's what he says here. He's B'dayik in the Rush, the difference between mitzvahs, thinking about Hashem, and Talmud Torah, thinking about the godless of the Torah. Continuing, Al Taseh Matorah L'Skalda Bahem, Al Taseh Kordim Lios Oder Bo. You can't use Torah as a crown, as a hoe to hoe with, but Kalvachomer, and we quote the same Kalvachomer. Uma Balshazar Shalon Shtam Shalom Bechli Kodesh and Asu Kleichol, Balshazar, which only use Kleichol, who only use Kleichol, Nekar Min HaOlam. just thinking, let's finish the sentence first. But olam hamishtabish b'kisva shel Torah lachas kama v'kama. If you use the keser Torah lachas kama v'kama, I know. Would you say the machlok? Just think of what we related to before. The Balamar Ramban, would they have a parallel machlokas again based on the pasuk if it was related to Bashasar and Bayis Rishon? Were there Jews during Bayis Rishon that could have been mechallel? I know there weren't any misbavlim. Right, there weren't any, but I'm not sure exactly, but we have to relate somehow by Rishon and by Sheni with that machlokas to the pasuk. Okay, Amar Rava, Shari le initial dui nafshe, but asur doliyadile. A Talmud Chacham is allowed to let people know who he is in a place where he's not known. Dechsiv, as it says by Ovadia, talking to Eliyahu Hanavi, should dechsiv avcha yareis Hashem minurav, your servant. I'm Ovadia. I feared Hashem from when I was young. Why is this? Why are you allowed to do that? I thought you're not allowed to use your name. So the Rush, last line, says, Kadeshli yazalzlu b'chvo torasso v'ye'anshu. You don't want people to mistreat you and then be punished for it. Rabbi Yosef Engel says, it sounds like therefore it's a chiyuv. It's not just a rishus. You have to. You know, they punish for you, right? This is like the story of the Chavetz Chaim on the train. The Chavetz Chaim learned on the story on the train that you can't even say Lashon Hara about yourself. Right, remember the story on the train, they're on the way to Radin, and somebody on the train says to the Chavetz Chaim, how are you? They start talking, the Chavetz Chaim says, oh, where you going? You're going to Radin? He's like, oh, why? He's like, oh, I'm going to meet the great Chavetz Chaim. He's like, oh, really? So he says, yeah, I heard he's unbelievable, he's a great man. He's not so great. No, he's okay, he's a good yid, he's a Shomer Shabbos, he takes care, he's good. He's like, oh, what are you talking, the Chavetz Chaim? He's like, no, he's okay. And he gave him a whack. He hit him. How can you talk that way about the Gadol Adar? And they get to run and come off the train, and the Chavetz Chaim, everybody's giving him all this cover. He's like, oy vey. Chavetz Chaim says, I learned from that story, not allowed to even say Lashon Hara about yourself. Can't even say Lashon Hara about yourself. But maybe that's connected to this idea, right? You have to let yourself know. You don't want people to be punished because of you. That's the shot of the rush. Yep. Oh, ask the Gemara, Kasha, the Rabbi Tarfin. What about Rabbi Tarfin do wrong? So the answer is, the Asher Gadol Haya, because he was very rich, but Havi Lel Fais of Adamim. He had another way out. Interesting, the Iyun Yaakov, another Pirish in the Iyun Yaakov, asked that, some of us are familiar, remember from when Shmuel Hanavi was going to anoint Shaul, so Shaul's going to look for him, right? Shaul's looking for the sheep of his father, going to look for him. So Shaul asks Shmuel, I'm supposed to meet Shmuel around here, where's the Roeh? So Shmuel says, Anochi Aroeh. I'm the Roeh. And Chazal say Shmuel got taken to task because of that. Why? Later on, when he went to find David HaMelech to anoint, right, he was all embarrassed. He goes to Eliav, you're the one! No. He goes to all seven sons. No. And he couldn't find, he said, where is he? Oh, he's behind the Caleb. So Chazal say that was a punishment. He couldn't figure out which king to anoint by David, because he says, what do you mean, Anochi Aroeh? Just say Anochi. Say no, Anochi Aroeh. So the Iyun Yaakov says, why was he punished? Shaul didn't know him. So you have to say, so Iyun Yaakov suggests, maybe you're only allowed to use in a place where you're not known, in a case of Hatzalah, where you're protecting yourself. But if it's Stam saying, like, or even he also suggests, Shmuel was known in that place, so Shaul didn't know him. Shmuel was going to find out who he was in a few minutes. Shmuel was in his own place. But either way, he brings up that issue of Shmuel and Anochi Aroeh. Okay. Rava, Rami, Ksiv, Avtachol, Yerez, Hashem, Inu, Rav. Rava asks the Stira. One Pasuk says, you're allowed to. I've been your servant from the youth. V'ksiv, Yehalalcha, Zor, Velo, Picha. But it says in Mishlei, a stranger should praise you and not yourself. So are you supposed to mention who you are or not? Haba Asra, the Yadilei, Abasra, Lo Yadilei. Depends if you're in a place where they know you or not. Amar Rav, once they know you, you have to keep quiet. Amar Rav, Shari, Le, Zor, Mir, Bana, Lameber, Tzor, Mir, Bana, Nana. A rabbi is allowed to say, I'm a rabbi. Shari, Le, Tigray, Beresha. But, you know, and therefore, take my din Torah first. It's not that you come to Beis Din first, because then there's a halakha in Sanhedrin. They have to do it in order. Maybe if you're both on the way, please go first. You have to say, you know, I have to go back learning. To chsit, you have to know how to understand this halakha and how to use it. Chas v'shalom, it can't be misused. But in theory, the Talmud Chacham has certain rights. Dechsiv, as it says, Ubnei David Kohanim Hayu. It says the children of David were Kohanim in Shmuel Beis, and obviously we know they weren't. David was from Yehuda. So the Bach is in. Were they Kohanim? No. Ela ma Kohanim. Ma Kohen no Tel Barosh, just like a Kohen takes first. Af Talmud Chacham no Tel Barosh, so Talmud Chacham takes first. The Kohen minolan dechsiv minolan. How do you know that a Kohen takes first? Dechsiv v'kidash tok, yeslam alakachu makriv. Pasuk in Vayikra, where it says, you shall sanctify him because he sacrifices the lechem of Hashem. The Tanah Devei Rabbi Shmuel, v'kidashto, l'chodavar shebikdusha. Mitzvah d'araisa, to sanctify the Kohen, right, it's Hashem's servant, so part of servicing Hashem is servicing his servants. For all divarim shebikdusha. Liftoach Rishon, what is Liftoach Rishon? The Ron says to get the first aliyah. The Rush says to give the first shir. Rosh HaMedabrim. If he wants to go first, he wants to speak first at a meeting, you let the Kohen do it. Ulavarech Rishon, to be the one to bench. Ulalito Mani Yafa Rishon, to take the first portion. Yeah. Ah, so according to that, a Kohen should go first if they come at the same time. Maybe let me go first. Money. So what is money yafe? It just means some portion. The Ron says you're just splitting something up. Shutfis. There's a problem with the shita of the Mefarish. What does the shita of the Mefarish say? What does it mean? Money yafe rishon. Third one. Second line. Kishacholik emecha v'kohen and belechem apanim. When you split up the lechem apanim, let the Kohen go first. What's the problem? The lechem apanim is kachim. It's only Kohanim. Only Kohanim eating it. It's karbanis. What do you mean? Let the Kohen go first. They're all Kohanim. Right? That's the question of the Marsha. The Marsha says maybe it means a Talmud Chacham Kohen. He goes first. Doesn't sound that way. So says the Cheshek Shlomo. I don't remember who it was. Says maybe it's the Kohen Gadol. There's a discussion in the Achronim. Is there a mitzvah of the Kidashto on the other Kohanim towards the Kohen Gadol? That's a separate discussion. But he said that's what it means here. Maybe the Kohen Gadol is going to take a separate portion. The Magen Avraham in Simin Nun. And Simon Reish Aleph is bothered why we're not always nizar on this halacha for the Kohen to go first and everything. Why we're not nizar? So the Magen Avraham suggests maybe because the Yichusei Kahuna are not 100%. That's what he says. We don't know. That's why Kohanim can't eat Shubah today, because we don't know exactly for sure. The Yichusei Kahuna, besides the fact that they're all Tameh. But the other Akhon of the Berhati says, Chas V'Shalom, the Kohanim, we can't say that. We're not nizar because, as we discussed actually on Tuesday night, there are different types of halachas of Kahuna. Right, certain halachas of Kahuna only apply Bizman and Mikdash. Certain halachas of Kahuna apply less when they're not wearing their begadim. That's what we just discussed Tuesday night. So there are other answers, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamaisa, you should try. Try to give the Kohen the Kavod. It's a keem of the Daraisa of Kidashto. That's the Mishnah Berurah. It's in Reish Aleph Sif Yud Gimel. The Mishnah Berurah says, we should try to be Makpid L'Chadchila. Okay. Amar Rav, Shari Leilas Ramir Abana Lameimar. A rabbi is allowed to say, and also, This the halacha that we're about to say that the rabbis are pater from taxes might not apply to all rabbis. Might only apply to certain ones. Maybe Torasu Umnaso, maybe certain ones. So you could say the previous halachas also. They're only allowed to use the covet a little bit for certain rabbanim. Lo yavina akarka. The rabbi's allowed to say, I'm not paying the tax. Tachsiv mindo blova halach. Three types of taxes. Lo shalot lemer maleon. You can't put on them. The Amar Bihuda, minda zumanas hamelach. That's the king's portion. Blow zu kesef gogalta. That's the head tax. Vahalach zu arnuna. That's another tax. The Amar Rava, shalot lemer maleon lemeimar. Avda denurana. Rava says, if the law is that all clergy don't have to pay taxes, but they don't recognize so much Jewish rabbis as clergy. So you're allowed to say, I'm a servant of the fire. I'm a servant of the fire. What's the fire? So lo yehiv nakarga, so I'm not going to pay taxes. So they think you're talking about their avodah zarah, which they make fire to. But really, says the Ron, you're talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu with an Eish Ochla. Or you're talking about the fire, the Torah's fire, Eish Das. Right? So either way, so my time are you allowed to do it? The Ramah quotes this in Yerodeya. You're allowed to say something that's mishtamet to two lashonos that could be interpreted two ways in order to save yourself. You're not being over the Zara now. You're saying, I'm an Evan of the Eish. I'm an Evan of the fire. No problem. Ravashi Avalahu Abba. Ravashi had a forest. Zabni Lebe Nura. He sold it to non-Jews who worship the fire. Amalei Ravina Ravashi. Ha'ika Lefnei Iver Lefnei Mechshol. What about Lefnei Iver? It's one of the Shevimis of Neinoach. Lefnei Iver applies to non-Jews, right? You're not allowed to give a non-Jew Eiver Menachai. That's the Gemara in Avodah Zarah. So Amar Lei, Rov Eitzim Lasakin. No. He answered, most wood is not going to be used for it. It's only a miut. Rov is not going to be used. I don't have to worry about it. It's not Lefnei Iver. Ask the Maritz Chayis. What do you mean Lefnei Iver? There's a rule of Lefnei Iver. What's the rule? If they're going to do it anyway, it's not Lefnei Iver. That's called Chad Iver Denara. When's the usher? If the Nazir is on the other side of the river and you pass him a cup of wine, but if he has the cup of wine on his side of the river, then there's no Isser Daraisa for you to give him a cup of wine from the other side because he can just pick up the one next to him. It's Chayiv Iver Denara. Answers the Maritz. Chayis? You're right. It's not talking about Lefnei Iver Daraisa. We're talking about Misayeya, but Misayeya is only Darabanan. Misayeya is Darabanan. And how do you know? Because it doesn't say V'ka'avar Lefnei Iver. What does it say? Ha'ika. Ha'ika Lifnei Iver. Maybe that's just meaning we're in the parsha of Lifnei Iver, but it's Misayed Rabbanan. It's the Rabbanan. It's not a Daraisa. Others suggest the Sharm Sinai Balacha says maybe it causes from other Achronim that it's Siv and others. Misayed L'dvar Avera is only Mamish Peshas Maisa. There's no Isser of Misayed L'dvar Avera beforehand. So here maybe it's not even Misayed. And it quotes from other Achronim where this comes up. Okay.
What about Mount Zion?
What about Maris Ayin on Ari's behalf? In which case?
When he says, "I worship."
Good question. So I some of the Achronim I think say that that's why only a rabbi is allowed to do this and not others, because others people might think if you have a rabbi who you know has given drushes, he goes and says, "You know, I work for the church." Hey, that's Maris Ayin. I work for the church. He's here for the fire. First of all, he could go back and give a drush to that Shabbos, what he meant. Right? And then number two, you're right. There is a shemitz of a Maris Ayin, but look, he's trying to follow, you know, it's an unfair law against him. The clergy is not supposed to pay. And he's just trying to buy into that. Let's just do the Mishnah. It says the Mishnah, Adakot, you actually ask Alam Liksar, if you say until the harvest, you get the Bikaneder until one more minute, because there's no Varacham today. Right, Ashi Askal Ha'am Liksar, right, until the Am starts being Kotzer, right, because as you said yesterday, if there's no definite amount of time, so the Umdana'i is only until that time. Kitzir Chidim Av Luxir Sa'orim, and we assume you mean the harvest of the wheat and not the barley. Hakolfi Makam Nizro, but really it goes by whatever the Makam is. If it's a place of barley, then you go by the barley then. Imaya Bahar Bahar, Imaya Babika Babika. And also if you make the Neder in the mountain, then you go by the seasons of the mountain. And if you're in the valley, you go by the seasons of the valley. Ad ha-geshamim achiyu geshamim. If you say until the rain, or until yiyu geshamim, ha-shateirid revi'a shniyah. Tadakama says, until the second rain comes. Remember from Maseches Tainus, there are three periods of rain, the revi'a rishon, ha-shniyah shlishis. So if you make a nether, we assume you mean this middle one. Rishim gamliel omer achiyagiyah zmanash revi'a. It doesn't mamish have to rain, just until the time that it's supposed to rain. If you say, Acha yiftsiku gushamim, until rain stops, so then machlokas. Acha yetsi nisan kulo, de Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says maybe it means until Nisan is finished. Rabbi Yehuda omer acha yavara pesach. Maybe right after Pesach. You don't have to go to the end of Nisan, but maybe right after Pesach finishes. Okay, we'll stop here. And Be'ez Hashem, we will continue. Tomorrow we talk a little bit about Adarishan Adarshani. Adarishan Adarshani tomorrow. Today she was sponsored by the Silverstein family. Lezeh Chanishmas, Yisrael Mordechai Ben Dov Zev. And again, Shabbos is a special Shir Shabbos afternoon. Be'inyan the Cheta Egel.